In 1850, the admission of California gave the free states a majority of 2 votes in the Senate. This majority was increased to 4 by the admission of Minnesota in 1858 and to 6 by the admission of Oregon in 1859. The control of Congress had slipped forever from the grasp of the slave states. 363. The cities. The tremendous increase in manufacturing, in farming, and in trading brought about a great increase in foreign commerce. This in turn led to the building up of great cities in the North and the West. These were New York and Chicago, and they grew rapidly because they formed the two ends of the line of communication between the East and the West by the Mohawk Valley. New York now contained over 800,000 inhabitants. It had more people within its limits than lived in the whole state of South Carolina. The most rapid growth was seen in the case of Chicago. In 1840, there were only 5,000 people in that city. It now contained 109,000 inhabitants. Cincinnati and St. Louis, each with 160,000, were still the largest cities of the West, and St. Louis was the largest city in any slave state. New Orleans, with as many people as St. Louis, was the only large city in the South.